town today. Game 30 out of 82.
Talk about what happened to say is that Marshall was doing his one-eye patch right there, kind of a little bit of a swing moment there.
I don't know, I guess you could look both ways. I thought actually both goalies played pretty well tonight. You know, there were chances, it was an even game, there was chances both ways. There was momentum swings in the game. Big thing for us and where Louis stood tall for us was probably that last 8 minutes of the second period where we were pretty careless with the puck and Boston was, swung the, tilted the ice a little bit and we knew we had better than that. As it was good to get that period over with and kind of reset the room, and guys do a good job of that.
You have players like Cirelli and Joseph who were in the first four in the NHL make plays the way that they do and finish off plays like they did tonight. How much of a boost is that for your team that's already pretty deep offensively?
Well, as guys move on from your team and other guys come up, that's what helps you become a good team, when those guys can perform. And Cirelli got a taste of it last year and was put in some pretty big spots and has really taken another step this year, just as a complete player. And Joe's a little bit more of a wild card in the sense this is his first time in the league and trying to find his way. But clearly he's getting a little more acclimated, knowing what he can and can't do. And both sides of the puck, he's playing better. And he's, now pucks going in for him, and but you need to get your feet wet at some point. But he's you just like to see guys improve, and that's what they're both doing.
For a guy who you weren't sure was even going to make this team, sitting with 9 goals through 30 games, impressed by what he's been able to do.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure you can make that statement that we weren't sure he was going to make the team. There's a lot of guys sure like that. As well, it's as a deep team up front. But he had some attributes that we really liked, and he earned it. And so what he was doing in the preseason was carried into the regular season. It's a little tougher stage once the games are, for real, but he's finding a way, and that's why he's here.
You can roll four lines like you guys can. What does that allow you to do as a coach late in games as far as tiring other teams out?
Depth is key. There's no question. There's only... Your big players get a lot of minutes. They play special teams. They do all these things. But somebody's got to fill the gap there. And you got to be able to play the game different ways. And that's what I feel we've been pretty good at. You want to get heavy, we can do that. You want to play the skill game, we can do that. You want to play speed, we can do that. And but you need all lines to contribute in those ways. And we have, so far so good, we found a way. But the one thing that helps is, the matchups, if you miss one or there's different lines out against, doesn't really matter as much, for me anyway, as a coach. I had a lot of confidence in all the groups, and they've delivered.
Obviously, always been a valuable guy for you in his role, and he scored more goals by this year than he usually does, but just what overall have you seen from his two-way game?
He's got an outstanding two-way game. He's not looking at himself as a checker, and he's got to be responsible on that side of the puck, but he's a gamer. I really thought best hockey played was in the playoffs last year. I thought he was outstanding, and he's just carried that into this year. But he's it's just not dump it in and change. It's dump it in, go get it, go make the play at the net. That's what he's doing, and that line has been really good for us.
How much do you think getting a night off helps in terms of just mental? Some of the mental break not to have to play again.
Because
how many games
you
played.
You'd have to ask Louis. We played well tonight, so that's good.
Thanks. Thanks.